Torah in this week's parasha. This is parasha. Someone from the shul added it. Torah in this week's parasha introduces to us a brand new prohibition. We enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Perek Yutes in Parashas Kedoshim, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'chisavo el ha'aretz, when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, Unitatem kol eitz machel, and you plant a tree that potentially you could eat from, V'araltem arloso, Espirio, Shalosh shanim yia lachem areilim lo yeyachel. The Torah introduces this concept called araltem arloso. There's something associated with this tree that it's called arla. Don't eat from it. It should be areilim for you. Says Rashi, varlartem arloso. Vatamtem atmiso ye otum vinistam milehenois vimenu. Should be closed off, sealed off for you to get any positive benefit from the fruits of this tree. The halacha is orla. The Gemara tells us, Gemara is in Pesach in the second parak, orla is something that's osir ba'ana and osir ba'achila. Fruits from a tree that you planted for 3 years is absolutely prohibited. It's totally atum. You can't get anything benefit from it. It's totally arla. Why does the Torah refer to it with the phrase arla? Arla is something that we're familiar, the Medrash even comments over here. Arla is usually something that's associated with part of the body. Arla by the Makom Amila, we're familiar with. But the Torah happens to use the language of arla in other parts of the body. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vanoichi Orel Svasai. I have an orla of the lip, of the mouth. Orlas ha'oizen, zok the Medrash. I have an orla by my ear. Orlas ha'lev. There's some extra material blocking my heart. But now we find outside of man's physical, biological body, the concept of arla, which is the yisod of this isser, and the way we refer to it, the isser of getting any benefit from the tree from the first 3 years. Then the Torah, in the next pasuk, tells us, Ubashona revius, and on the 4th year, it's not fully mutter, it's not totally permitted after the first 3 years. In the 4th year, which is called in Halacha Neter Revai, the produce from the 4th year is permitted under certain circumstances. It has the same din as Maaser Sheni. You're allowed to eat it, but in one specific location. What's that location? Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and it's Kodesh Yilulim Lashem. You have to say praises, Dabar Zehilulim Hashem, who should know so Sham L'Shabach U'Lahal Shamayim. When a person takes it, he recognizes the existence of God, and this causes him to be Meshabeach and be Mahalal, Kodesh Hilulim, to be Mahalal Takarish Baruch. And then the Torah says, and the 5th year of Bashana Hamishis, Toichlu Espirio. Then it's absolutely mutter. Lohoisif Lachem Tuluoso. In order to add more produce to you, I am your God. What's lahosif lachem tuaso? It's mutter in the 5th year. Lahosif lachem tuaso. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Lahosif lachem tuaso. Hamitzvah hazois shetishru tiyeh
lahoisiv lahem tvuasa.
The fact that you're now going to keep these halachos in the third or fourth year, and you're going to abstain from getting benefit from this, or you're going to restrict yourself in the fourth year, only to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there, this will be now a schus and a reward for you now to get more produce in the fifth year. Shebischara, the fact that you're going to abstain from this iser, ani mevarech lachem perus hanetia. I'm going to bless you and give you a reward to have more fruits. Then the Halakha Rashi says, Haya Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Rabbi Akiva says, he was saying, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah spoke to the psychology of a human being and said, and knew what you were all thinking, and knew what a person, his Yetzer Hara, tells him in order not to do this mitzvah. Shelo yomar adam, a person should not say, Hare arba shonim ani mitzta'er bo chinom. 4 years I'm having tzar, and I can't just automatically enjoy the fruits of my labor that I put into this tree. Arba shonim ani mitzta'er. Says the Torah, no, remember, lahoisif lachem tvuasa. There is going to be a day of reward, a payback day, a day that you're going to get all the money back for all the years of abstaining. And that's why the Torah says this. I heard from the Talmud Rebbe two kashas on this Rashi. First of all, if you look up the Memra Chazal that Rashi is quoting from Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't say Hoyo Rabbi Akiva Oymer. It says, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Like it says, Amar Rabbi Akiva. It's a member of Rabbi Akiva. Not Hoyo Rabbi Akiva. What does it mean, Hoyo? He was the Hoyo Rabbi Akiva. And Rabosa, suddenly, comes to the mitzvah of Arla. Now, I got to speak to the Yetzer Hara. Now I got to tell you, oh, don't worry. The 3 years that you're abstaining and the fourth year that you're also being mitzar yourself, you have to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. Don't worry, there's going to be a day of reward. Don't worry. Speak to my Yetzer Hara. Why is Rabbi Akiva punked over here? I would think Rabbi Akiva should have to speak to my Yetzer Hara by something that I'm never going to get any positive benefit from. How about a piece of chazer? How about animals on my farm that are totally not kosher? Speak to my Yetzer Hara about that. Speak to my Yetzer Hara about things that I'm not going to get any positive benefit about. Punk the item that you have to wait a little bit. And Rabbeisa, you have such a Yetzer Hara? Look at the fruits in the first 3 years. They're small. They're weak. They're on ban in this parsha. He tells us. He gives a rationale to this Isser, a different rationale. And he says, the Torah is looking out for your best interest. The first 3 years, it's not the fruit is not fully developed. It doesn't have the ability to protect itself from all the dust and the gook of the world. And it's mazik, says the Ramban. So, it's not such a yitzahara. To be honest, I have more yitzahara, the fact that I have to lose all my schnapps in Chomet Shalom HaPesach. Maybe you should give me a shmooze about that, Rabbi Akiva. How about animals that I'm not even going to be able to taste, ever? How about a good piece of gid anoshet? You know, if a filet mignon, which is not carved at all, has really a good taste. No, or a nice bacon and eggs every morning, or a cheeseburger. I want to taste a cheeseburger, but I'm never going to get any permission to that. Where is the Torah being maftiach me anything about that? Suddenly we have to be maftiach me. This is an issur. The Torah says not to have it. Well, you have to talk to my psyche about it. I'm proud to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has his cheshbon. I accept it. Suddenly Rabbi Akiva wakes up. How do we counteract the Yetzer Hara when it comes to Arla? We have to wait for so long. Number one, I'm not even so tempted, like the Ramban tells me. It's not even so geschmack in the first 3 years. And number two, since when do we have to counter every chiyuv and iser that the Torah presents, that you have to say there's going to be a reward, lahasam lechem tuaso? Andy, you got to work on it a little bit. Full strike. Rabbeisa. Oh. Zok de Kli Yachar. Zok de Kli Yachar on this pasuk, and he starts telling us Ramazan what this concept of Arlo represents. This Arlo is not just a plain mitzvah that we have to restrict ourselves and make sure and associate like it's non-kosher, and that's why we're abstaining like every other macholos asuris that we have to abstain from. Zok de Kli Yachar, this is keneged maisa bereishis. Shalosh shanim yeh lechem areilim. Vasher, there are many perushim of the mafarshim, says the Kli Yachar, about this mitzvah and what it represents. Vasher nira karov lamuska lomar shemitzvah zuhi kedei lasos zikaron lemaisa bereishis. This mitzvah, in its entirety, is a zecher for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating the world. Ki kulam nivru b'yom rishon. Everything really existed, as Rashi tells us, on the first day of creation. The chol hechod hoitzi b'yomo. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took day by day of sheshes mevreshes to extract from that first day that he put in the koyach and the actual creation, then he extracted it and brought it into reality on each and every specific day. All the vegetables and the grass were covered. And even though they started sprouting on the third day, they weren't recognizable until the fourth day. There was a process to Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Shebo nitlu ha'me'oros, because on that day, the vegetables were now recognizable on Wednesday, on the fourth day of creation. Why? Because now there was a sun and a moon that was able to help them develop. Ad yom revi shebo nitlu ha'me'oros ha'mevashlim kol ha'peros, that helped the agriculture, that helped the production and development of these grasses. Kikulam tluyim b'shemesh v'yareach. Nimtza shayu mechusim u'bilti nirin. It seems like that when they were originally created, they weren't recognizable. Al kein tziva laso zikaron l'masa b'reishis, sheyim mechusim v'atumim shaloshon. So too, you have to go through that recreation, literally, of ma'asa b'reishis, that 3 years they shouldn't be recognizable and they shouldn't be attached to an individual's benefit. Because Orla, just like it says by Orla's Adam Haguf, by the Brismila, that it's a covering on top of the Makom Amila, so too there was a covering on all the produce of the world until the sun and the moon actually brought it out on the next day because it had the ability to respond to the sun's nutrients that it gave it, the power that the sun gave it of growth. Ubayom Arivi, and what happened on Wednesday? Afal Pishin Nigra Bishum, Mikomakum Loya Dayim Ba'olam, Shum Bal Chai. But there was also something missing because there wasn't any living being that could benefit. Veloya Kan Shum Pela Ochlam, there wasn't a mouth that could eat it and devour this food. Ki'ilu Loya Mutsiyosum Biyom Arivi, Ki'im Lohodo Sula'al Borom Asher Borom. It's as if that the then coming out on the fourth day without any animals or creatures to eat them, their whole existence and purpose on the fourth day was just to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only was responding to the sun and the moon. Al-Kein Nemar HaKan L'Zikar and Ma'aseh Bereishis, so we mimic that fourth day of creation, that on the fourth day you can't just bring it into your house. You can't just eat it automatically, just like at Ma'aseh Bereishis, you couldn't eat it because there was no one to eat it. And therefore, what is the fourth year for? It's Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. It's to take those fruits and bring them up to Yerushalayim and be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was the existence of these vegetations and these creations on the fourth day of creation when there was no one yet to eat it. And it was just standing there to be Meshabeach Hashem. That was its whole purpose. Ubayom hachamishi, and on the fifth day of creation, nivru'u k'tzas min balei chayim. Oh, comes the fifth day of creation. Now there's some living creatures that are actually going to devour and consume these vegetations. And therefore, we mimic that in the fifth year of the growth process, that now it's kula muteras lochem. Al keinemar bashana chamish is tochlu es peri. What? I like the parallel. I like the comparison. Again, suddenly we're making a zecher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did fine on his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a zecher for this. Why are we mimicking specifically here the mitzvah of Arla? Suddenly we just get reminded, oh, now we have to remember and make a commemoration to Maaseh Bereishis. And there's a link between all the days, the 3, the 4, and the 5. What's the Kli Yakar driving at? And if he's saying that there was a process of creation of the world, or does it have to do with the benefiting from the fruits of Arla? Rabosa, I have one final question. Why is Arla limited to fruits and trees? The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to abstain from yet again getting any benefit from the first crops. So then apply it to vegetables as well. Apply it to the Borer Pri Adama as well. Why is it, okay, maybe there's a different calendar, maybe we have to set up a new structure of what the nature and the timeline for the vegetables is. Apply it to other foods as well. So that should be the first for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Arla limited to the Eitz HaMacha? Zok the Medrash, Arla is connected and is a tikkun for the chait of the first tree in the existence of the world, that there was a chait done with. The chait of Eitz HaDas. Zok the Medrash as follows. And I think this is the yisod of the whole shmuz and answer to every one of our questions, as you'll see in a second. Adam HaRishon did not wait to eat from the Eitz HaDas. And because of that, we have to be able to tack in the chait of Adam HaRishon and wait 3 years, fourth year partially, and only in the fifth year can we fully consume the fruits without any restriction. Hoya Rabbi Kiva Omer. What is Rabbi Kiva driving at that punct over here? We ask that Rabbi Kiva has to deal with our psychology. Rabbi Kiva has to explain, calm down, Jews. Don't worry. There'll be a day that you're going to get rewarded. Try to hang in there for the next 3 years to the fourth year, and then in the fifth year it'll be totally there. Suddenly, by the Arla, I have such a Yetzirah, such a Taiva. I have to have it during the first 3 years. The Rabban told me it's not even Geshmak in the first 3 years. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Kiva is telling you a message. Rabbi Kiva is telling us something fundamental for our lives that we're learning from the trees, specifically the Peiros HaElon. You see, a Peiros HaElon, like Chazal tell us, Ki ha'odom hu eitz ha'sodeh. A person is like a tree. A person is not like a vegetable. And there's a specific message here that's unique to Adam, to mankind, to the development of a person. The Medrash Tanchuma al Atar, right here, says, Raboisai, don't get fooled that this message is specifically about fruits and is about trees. Zok the Heilige Medrash, Mirtz Hashem, each and every one of you is going to have children. As the Adam creates Peiros. In that same Makom Arla is where he creates those Peiros. Those children. Those Kindalach. Zok the Medrash. You live in a society in the year 2015. I want produce. I want fruits right now. Says the Heilige Medrash Tanchuma right here. 3 years. You're going to have a struggle. You're going to have those, what do they call it? Terrible twos? Terrible twos. No, 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 no! No!
It's a terrible two.
When your child is 2 years, Mitzvah Shem Yavim. You're terrible twos.
3 years?
Oh, 3 years! Rabbi said it's nothing. You're just giving.
No.
You're just giving. You're not really getting so much back. In the fourth year, Zot the Medrash Chantumah, our Hillside is beautiful. In the fourth year, it's that piece of recognition. It starts. We'll see. Mamash see. Starts saying brachos. Starts understanding a little bit about the existence of God. Kodesh Yilulim Lashem. You're not going to get the full produce. You're not going to be on a roll yet in terms of Talmud Torah. There's that just something. There's something to bring to Yerushalayim, to Yishabach, Kodesh Torah. I'm starting to see. I'm starting to get a little benefit. I'm starting to connect my fruits and develop them and connect them to Kodesh Torah. So the Medrash comes the fifth year. Now you will be on the right road. Now you will be on the way for him to become a future Talmud Chacham, to be a Dovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechazal Bein Chomish LeMikra. Now he becomes a receptacle. Now he becomes a kli that has the ability to be Mizdavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be involved in Talmud Torah. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, these 3, 4, 5 years, this development, this process, is not about a tree limited to the tree. It's about your tree. It's about your family tree. And what's the Yisoda of it? What's the message of the Medrash Tanchuma? It doesn't happen right away. You need savlanut. You need patience. You need dedication. You need work. You need years that you have to put in. Because those first 3 years are not, it's not, the product's not going to be there. And even in the fourth year, it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be developed, but it's not going to be fully there. Once you cultivate the land and the fruits for those first three to four, comes along the fifth year. Now, l'hosu l'chem t'vuasa. Now you are on a roadmap, on a path. Now develop lahotzif lachem tvuaso, the chas will just start pouring in. You will now be a klikibul to get the rest of the dveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu and the growth process. You'll be on a roll. It's a message not only for bringing up children, Rabbi Yisrael, like the Medrash Tanchuma tells us, but this is a message for us, Bnei HaYeshiva. It's hard. Where are they coming from, we ask. How do you know? How do you know which Gemara? How do you know where to look? How do you know? I both say, what do I always tell you? It just comes step by step. There's no tricks. There's no Yerusha you need about a brain power. You don't need to be a genius for this. You just need dedication. Kvius. You have to sit there. Put in the effort. You need sacraments. You need to have the patience. You cannot approach a sugya or dveikus or growth in Yiddishkeit with the mindset of 2015 of modern technology. I want the newest app. I want the newest way and application that you now can help me, that I can get produce right away. If that's going to happen, says the Ramban, it's going to be Barma Mazikin. It's going to be damaged goods. Give me things that are from the first 3 years that even aren't even desirable. It's not going to be a mahalach that's going to be setting you up for the fifth year and on. L'hoisiv l'chem t'vuasa. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva was not just telling us, oh, there's something usher here. I have to defend the practice. How am I going to have Jews in Yiddishkeit that are going to last for 3 years? Rabbi Akiva, there's things that I have to last with my whole life restricting myself from them. What are you pumped waking up in Arlo? Akiva wasn't trying to speak about the psychology about how you're going to refrain from this item. There's many other items that we're never benefiting from. Akiva was telling us, Orla is the Mahalach Chai. I have to speak to the psychology here to understand how to develop a relationship with the Reino Shel Olam, how to be Mechanech our Bonim, our children, understanding that the process is Shlav Shlav. Every step counts. You can't skip a step. You have to wait. You have to have patience. You have to say it over and over and over again. You have to go through those first 3 years, even though there's not going to be any give and take. Even though he's not going to be, and he's not going to give you fruits that you're excited about. But says Rabbi Akiva, if you hang in there with patience, if you take every sugya seriously, if you take every step in Avodas Hashem, drop by drop, shlav by shlav, I guarantee you, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, at the end of the day, in the fifth year, the end of the day, when you go with this process of savlonos and effort and patience, lahoisit lachem tvuaso, then you will be successful and you will be on a mahalach. Rabbeisai, this is something that we're very familiar with. If I had to apply this to our situation right here, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, it's a raw product. It's Arlo. Come back to YU, we have to adjust to see how we're going to take our years that we started to get serious but not as a finished product and now deal with all the nisyonos of the real world, of society here. Still, you hang in there. You latch on, b'savlonos. You take every step of the way without necessarily getting the fruits, without being able to understand fully all the Rishonim, without understanding every step of the process. But you got half the shear, so stick with it, Baruch Hashem. That half the shear will be a step that you're going to get the full shear the next week, and the next year. And by the fourth year, you're going to be Kodesh Yilulim Hashem. I can say a little bit. I can participate more. I can't say it fully, but I can really say back half the sugya, not the whole sugya. You take each and every stage seriously. You don't just say, it's too hard, I can't. In the sugya, we were doing it for 3 days already. I can't, let's move on already. I can't. You know how long this Ramadan is? I can't figure it out. It's not for me. It's for other guys. It's not for me. Savlonos. Wait till the fifth year. Every step. You want to know how you're going to know that there's a sugya about this in Bava Metzia? That I have to connect to this? Because it's going to become a part of me. Because I had patience. Because I took every step and every year in the process of growth with the utmost sincerity and seriousness. And I realized that this is going to be the future step to my development as a fruit. Hoya Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Why is Rabbi Akiva specifically the one saying this message, Rabbi Isai? We explained why he's saying this message by Orla, because it's not specifically related to the Isser of fruits. It's related to our whole development and our growth in Yiddishkeit, to the Medrash Tanchuma that talks about Chinuch Habonim, to understand growth spiritually from a child towards a path in life as an adult, to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and growing shlav by shlav. But why Rabbi Akiva? And why does it say Hoya Rabbi Akiva? It should be Amar Rabbi Akiva. Hirschwitz, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Why Hoya Rabbi Akiva? It's killing the song. We could have made a song with this Rashi. Why doesn't he stick the Rashi? Why doesn't he stick the Medrash as is? Says the Talmud Rebbe, a murder gevor. Rabbi Yisai, anyone know the background of Rabbi Akiva? Avos d'Rav Nosson, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Want to know Rabbi Akiva's biography. Listen to this Avos d'Rav Nosson, Rabbi Yisai. Ma hayot tchiloso shel Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's background? How did he begin? How did it all start? Amru, they say, ben arboim shana hayo. The guy was 40 years old, never opened up a word of Torah in his life. Ama Aretz Gomer. Pamachas. He was standing by a well. Omer. Mi chakak even zu. Who? Who made a hole in these avonim? How did this well happen? How did it get a hole in it? Amru. Lo hayamayim. Lo hamayim shetadir noiflim aleh b'chol yom. There was water that dropped in it on a daily basis for a long time, and it caused an indentation, and it indented the rock, and it caused the hole. Amar lo Akiva, iyat akayre avonim shach b'mayim. And what was Rabbi Akiva's response to their statement, to this idea, this now new concept that he learned about how the Evan was invented? Miyad hayo Rabbi Akiva don kal v'chomer ba'atzmo. Rabbi Akiva responded to this, and he made a kal v'chomer for himself. Marach posel es hakoshe. Water, which is soft, that has the ability to indent and change a hard stone. Divrei Torah shekosha kebarzel alachas kama vekama. Divrei Torah that is hard like barzel, obviously it can affect and influence and indent an individual and a human being. Says Rabbi Akiva, miyad chozer limud Torah. Immediately, he went to go learn Torah, first word of Torah. Halachu ubno v'yashvu etzel malamdei tinoikis. He went to the preschool. Omer le Rebbe, and he went with his son. He had a son already then. Omer le Rebbe lamdeini Torah. He said to the Rebbe, please teach me Torah. Ochoz Rabbi Akiva b'rei shaluach. He went up to the board, and there weren't smart boards then. Ubnoi with his son, Beroy Shaluach, holding the chalkboard. Kosovlo Aleph Beis Vilamdu. And he learned and started from scratch. Aleph Beis. Hayolayme Vahoylach. He was learning every Aleph Beis. Achelomet Kolator Kula. Halach Vyashav Lefnei Rebbe Lazar. Then he went to the next stage. He went to Rebbe Lazar Lefnei Rebbe Yoshua and to Rebbe Yoshua. Amar Lehem, he said to them, Rabbi Yisai. Piskuli Tam Mishnah explained to me the time of this Mishnah. Then he went and he chazered and he went back on the Aleph Beis and he chazered even the Mishnayos. And then Rabbi Shimon ends off. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Emshel Chamoshel Lemadav Verdoyma. This whole scenario, what's it similar to? I'll give you a moshel. Lesatis Shahoyim Lesatis Baharim. A guy who went up with a little pitchfork. Whatever they carve out stones with. And he went up to the mountain. Nothal kardumo biyado vahalach yashav alahar. And he started hitting against the mountain. And he would get pebble by pebble. Uvo biyadam, and the people came and they said, Amar lo mata usa, what are you doing? I'm getting this whole mountain and I'm throwing it into the river, the Yarden. You don't have the ability to remove this whole har into the Yarden. He was going pebble by pebble until he got to a big rock. He got under it. Sosro v'okro, and he moved it. And he threw it into the Yarden. So too Rabbi Akiva went from being the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva to being on top of the Blazer Yeshua, the Talmidim of Rabbi Blazer Yeshua, to being the Oiker, to being the one who removes the big slotin, and demonstrated that step by step, pebble by pebble, you can move that whole heart. Rabbi, what was the whole precipitating factor? What caused Rabbi Akiva and inspired him to go learn the Aleph Beis at 40 years old, Isaacs? He saw a rock that was indented drop by drop, shlav by shlav, year by year. He didn't start with the Ketzais HaChoshen. He didn't start with the Rambams and the Sefer and the Rambams and the Briskarovs. He didn't start with the lumdis. He started holding a chalkboard with his son at the age of 40, learning aleph beis. All because he saw that if every little drop of water could have an effect that can change a solid rock and make it into a be'er, so too, the Mahalach and Torah, every step, every line in Gemara, every aspect in my skills that I improve, every Rishon that I'm able to successfully understand half of it, is going to make you a future Talmud Chacham and going to add the finished product of being mistabik by the Kodesh Baruch Hu to being on a roll that you will be lahoisiv lachem tvuaso. That's the only way. You want a derech limud? Guys, ask me, what's your mahalach and limud? What's, guys, everyone likes talking about it. What's this Rosh Hashiva's mahalach and limud? What's it? There's no mahalach and limud, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say. You know what the mahalach and limud is? Sit down and learn. Just open up a safer, crack open. You don't have to have a certain father. You don't have to have any certain grandfather. You don't have to be given certain brain. You don't need any of it. You need a drop of water. Tip, tap. You know the drain that you're watching? Next time you're watching the sink that doesn't close fully in Washington Heights, Morty, and you can't get it to close, before you call the plumber, think about it. If that water would continue, it would actually make a hole in the porcelain sink that I own. In my military. Drip drop. If the Medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha is telling us that Orla and Peiros in the process of 3 to 4 to 5 is a process and a slow process that exists l'gavi chinuch habonim l'Torah mitzvahs. It's an ultimate asodeh. It's a process to be have savlonis, to have patience, to go every step of the way, Rabbi Yisai. There's no better person to teach us this message than Rabbi Akiva. But it's not an Omer Rabbi Akiva, Hershkowitz. It's a Hoya Rabbi Akiva. That's who Rabbi Akiva's essence was. Rabbi Akiva became, through this message of Arla, Rabbi Akiva became the great Talmud Chacham and Gadol Ador that he was, and ultimately was able to be Oiker, the Sloim of the Har, to move himself on top, to be the Gadol Ador, to be on even on top of his Rabbonim. Drip, drop. Year by year. You're not going to get the Peiros right away. It's not all going to come quick as an app on your phone, instant gratification. It's not going to happen. But I guarantee you, says Rabbi Akiva, you put in the effort, you give it the zman, you wait out the orla, you start a process in the fourth year, you recognize that each stage is a stage of growth. I guarantee you, lahosif lachem tvuaso. Rabbi Akiva was saying, I have now a message for you about my own biography, about my own coming to existence, about my own development, which is found in this week's parsha, with the concept of Orla. It's no coincidence that the process of approaching Matan Torah, which was the Tachlis, says the Ramban of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not immediately after Pesach, but is through a Shlaf, is through a growth process, is through a 3-month period, not full 3 months, but a combination. And the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, that part of a month is considered a significant amount. Sometimes even count as a year. So if you have 3 months, you have Nisan in the Sefiras HaOmer, you have Iyar, and you have part of Sivan. This is the 3 years of Arla. This is the 3 years of development. We can't just rush into Kabbalah Satayra. And who are we focused on during the Zman of Sivir Sa'omer? It's the Zman of Rabbi Akiva. It's the Zman of the growth of Rabbi Akiva. The Zman of Rabbi Akiva overcoming and continuing the legacy of Torah Shebaal Peh, although he had many struggles during those first years and losing all those Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva is the symbol of survival and development towards the future Dveikus Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Yontif of Shuas. Lohoisif lochem tvuoso. Rabosai, Why is it that Peiros Orla is the tikkun for the chet of Adam Arishon, says the Medrash? Adam Arishon couldn't wait. That's exactly what Orla is telling us. You have to have patience. You have to have savonos. You have to take every stage slowly, slowly, and not have instant gratification right when you're created and go first to that fruit. And the tikkun for that is understanding the growth process in Yiddishkeit through the Peiros Orla. It's not stam that the Kli Yakar is saying that there's a zikaron, that there's a zecher, stam we're making a zecher for zecher Maaseh Bereishis over here. What's the Kli Yakar driving at? I think the Kli Yakar is driving at that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodu ba'atzmo, when he created the physical nature of this world, he didn't do it in one shot. He didn't take a day of creation and say, boom, that's the world. Even though on Yom Rishon, Chazal tell us, the Kli Yakar says himself, it was all there. Why did you have to slowly develop it? Why mimic the years of Arla? Because the Mahalach HaChayim in this world is shlav by shlav, is year by year, is not immediately getting gratification and having to see the Peiros right away. How come I'm not understanding this? Why don't I get this? It's not for me. Why aren't I able to say the Ktos? Why don't I remember that? No, it's because you need those years of development. You need every year to build off of. And then you're guaranteed at the end of the 6-year day process, at the end of the Orla process, which is mimicking the same idea of creation that was given each and every day of development to focus on its nature. And each and every day of development had its own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with the other creations of the world. It was a shlav by shlav process. So too, in your development, every stage is foundational. Every stage is fundamental, and every word that you read and understand and grasp right now is in Mirza Hashem, another drip and drop that is going to make you future Dveikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to put you on a road to growth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mirza Hashem will create you to be tremendous Talmidei Chachamim and Dveikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshua.